Space 2, a lecture about our solar system and our galaxy. Space, the final frontier, as it was called in Star Trek. Mankind has been dreaming about going into space for a very long time. First, it was the dream of flying, and shortly after we had mastered that, we took our travels further and started to explore the stars. Of course, we have not even scratched the surface of what we might be able to do one day. It took our first spacecraft 4 whole days to go to the moon, and currently a trip to Mars would take about 7 months. The distances are simply enormous. Mars is 480 million kilometers away from Earth, and this is one of the major problems we are facing when we are talking about space travel. It simply takes such an extremely long time and can be very challenging for the crew. But naturally, there are many other issues as well. All other planets in our solar system are uninhabitable because they are either too close to our sun, like Mercury or Venus, and therefore too hot for humans to survive, or they are too far away from the sun and too cold for this reason. The atmosphere of a planet might be unsuitable for humans as well, and sometimes the gravity can be so strong that it is impossible to leave a planet once the spacecraft has landed. Sometimes we do not even know how the surface looks like, either because it is hidden under a thick layer of clouds, I'm talking about Venus again, or because the planet does not have a surface at all, like the gas giants in our solar system, Jupiter and Saturn. And finally, space travel is extremely expensive, so you need enormous resources to fund it. How do we explore our galaxy then, and where does all the knowledge come from? We are using telescopes, like the James Webb Telescope, which is in orbit around our planet, and other technology like radio astronomy that studies the radio frequency emitted by astronomical objects. So you see, there is still a lot to do before mankind can finally reach the stars.